Yeah, I mean, he was fabulous. You know, he's a good boy. He's an old campaigner, and we've kind of got the understanding with him a bit more now. So he comes out and does his bits. But yeah, a little bit frustrated. We had a couple of mistakes, which, you know, just could have been better. We could have been sat on a 25. But you know, hey ho, he didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, just little bits that, you know, he always halts perfectly square, and he didn't quite do that today. And you know, just silly little things where you throw away marks, and those are cheap marks, you know. And that's frustrating. You know, that upsets me because I'm a little bit of a perfectionist. So,
and what makes this event so special to you personally?
It's a lovely event. I mean, it's fairly local to us, which is great. But it is just such a lovely, friendly atmosphere. You know, it's always a big track and, you know, a serious competition, but it's got such a welcoming feel and a fun feel. And I suppose it's, yeah, we're sort of coming to the end of the season, and it's always a little bit of an anti-climax after Burley when you go home, because you think, oh, winter's coming again. And so, yeah, it is a lovely, lovely event.
Cross country on Saturday, what are your thoughts going into it?
Well, it's not going to be a dressage competition. There's you know, a serious track out there. It's, you know, big and brave, and there's some huge jumping efforts out there, and some technical fences. You know, it's cross country, anything can happen. You know, even the best cross country, you know, horse can have the odd, you know, mistake with, you know, neither of us are machines. So, you know, there's still a lot of jumping and a big job to do.